USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security, it expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former employee of a Houston hospital is speaking out about her termination because of her refusal to get a COVID vaccination. Brad Bernards reports.
A former hospital technician in Texas is speaking out about being fired for refusing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Latricia Blank worked as an ultrasound technician at Houston Methodist.
When I found out they were going to mandate it, my husband and I had a very difficult conversation. I was like, okay, do I need to go ahead and do it? I don't want to, but to keep my job, which also has insurance for our family, was a very hard decision. I love the people that I work with and then the connection of the patients, but we both agreed that it's not for us.
Blank said her concern about the vaccine is how quickly it was developed and the amount of research that was done. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally Saturday night in Ohio for congressional candidate Max Miller, running for Ohio's 16th district. During his speech, the former president criticized the use of critical race theory in the military, saying that its implementation has made military leadership weak.
The military brass have become weak and ineffective leaders, and our enemies are watching and they're laughing. We need a Republican Congress to ban critical race theory. You know, I had it banned through executive order, and it was fine. And then when we didn't get in, they immediately reinstituted it. But it was all gone. But they have to get it out of our schools, and they have to ban it in our workplaces, and ban it in our states, and ban it in federal agencies, and ban it in our military. Maybe most importantly.
Multiple riders were injured in a massive crash Saturday during the first stage of this year's Tour de France, caused by a fan's sign. The spectator extended her sign into the roadway in front of Germany's Tony Martin about 27 miles before the finish line. Martin crashed after hitting the sign, causing a massive pileup behind him. At least one rider was forced to withdraw from the Tour because of his injuries. And new discoveries show that dinosaurs may have lived in the Arctic year-round. In a new report in the journal Current Biology, researchers unveiled new findings that several dinosaur species lived and nested in what is now northern Alaska. The scientists say they found the tiny bones and teeth of at least seven different species of dinosaur that were capable of living and nesting above the Arctic Circle. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.